Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Above the Bar podcast, a show about a middle-aged father, current events, and how these things affect my everyday life. Alrighty, folks, welcome to another episode of the Above the Bar podcast. It's your host, Sean. We're going to belly up to the bar today. We got with us Mr. Sean. Where'd he go? We lost him. There's a lot of wrestlers in that back room, though. Mr. Fox Vineyard, professional wrestler, band. He's got his own band. He has, let's see what else we got here. He's got an acting career and a fervent fan of Boy Meets World. Maybe he'll make it. There he is. A fervent fan of Boy Meets World. And I guess he's into the Mr. T starter kit also.
Definitely real. All real all day.
All real all day. And popping in with us right now, because, you know, I had to have Fox in here just in case. We got our death metal singer of the day, Mr. Anthony Hoyles. Am I pronouncing it? Is Hoyes? How do you pronounce it, Anthony?
Yeah, Hoyes.
And shit, hold on, he ain't no fucking death metal singer. That fucking was Barry White just now, the way he said that shit. I'm glad my wife is upstairs right now. She didn't hear that shit. Say your last name again.
It's Hoyes.
Hoyes. I just Hoyes. Want you to know
my Make last name. Make some noise for Hoyes. Yeah.
Exactly.
So we all get a little bit of an idea here. So I just was talking about Fox. Fox is a... Would it be right to say amateur professional wrestler or just professional wrestler?
Just professional.
Just professional. Because I didn't know, it depended upon the circuit you were on or how that piece to it worked. And
just professional.
Just professional. And then we have I'm digging the tapestry in the background there, Anthony. What is that? Tree of Life? Is that what that is?
It is a form of a tree of life. Yes.
Form of a tree of life. Yeah. We're doing a little bit of, what's up, Lee? Lee is an old buddy of mine from the Marine Corps. My man had a bad accident with a tractor. Lee has been paralyzed from the neck down, and he's still the most motivated fuck I know in the world. Still making it happen. Brother, man, it's good to see you on here. And he's starting to move around. He's starting to get some movement back. It's been some years. Brother, man, make it happen, boss. And then, yes, hi, Gigi. That's my grandson's other grandmother.
Can I share this link that's in the thing to get people to walk live now?
Absolutely. If the link that where I handed you your guys' information, share that away. I'm about to do the same thing. I tell everyone, share until you get banned from all the other pages you belong to.
That's in the Facebook chat thing?
Yep, the one that's in the Facebook chat. You can take that, and at the bottom left corner of it, it has a share. And what you do is you do like I do, and you go through to all these other pages that you belong to, and you share away to all them. And then you get messages from them that say things like, hey, I don't think you meant to share that with us. And I'm like, oh, no. I meant to share it to you. You needed to go.
I meant to.
It was all part of it. Nice toy collection we got back here, Fox. All the wrestlers.
That's just nothing. That's just Hogan's, Macho Man, Warriors, Miz.
All right. Now here's a question, because and the reason for Fox being on here with Anthony is Anthony's a what would we say? I wouldn't say wrestling aficionado. Where would you put yourself at there, Anthony?
I have a longtime wrestling fan. Since I was probably about 2-3 years old. So. I know a lot of the wrestlers, worked with a lot of them on different projects for different things, and, been a big wrestling fan. So I would not call myself an aficionado, but I'm a fan for sure.
Well, you worked with a local guy, local to us, Fox. You know who he worked with?
I don't.
Hacksaw. Didn't you do something with Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
It was just a little thing he did for our drummer, just a happy birthday thing, and sang him a happy birthday thing. But Hacksaw, we worked with Kurt Angle, Raven, a bunch of guys on different projects. My favorite was Joel Gertner and Mean Gene. Unfortunately, Mean Gene's not with us anymore, but yeah, Mean Gene was the best.
Have you ever been to a Mean Gene Burgers?
There used to be a Mean Gene Pizza and Burger Shop in my local bowling alley.
Nice. The only one I ever saw was in Key West, Florida. So before I forget about it, let's give everybody a little idea. Here, we'll do it this way. All right, you two, rock, paper, scissors. Here we go. One out of one, rock, paper, scissors. You ready, Anthony?
I'm whoever ready.
Oh, wait, who's hanging out on the side here? What's up, Pupper Dubbers?
This is Rusty. I don't know. Like now, 16 years sing, old.
Does he sing death metal also? I need to know.
You know, the band says that we're old guys that play metal, and on this the next album, I'm going to have him bark a couple times on there just to get him on the album.
Nice. And
there you go.
It's time to get the show really going. Time for the Telemar do. All right, we ready for rock, paper, scissors to see who's clip I play first? Here we go.
Let's do
you
it.
You too. Rock.
All right.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I'm always a scissor.
Both scissors. It's a draw. All right.
Lesbian so, net.
All right, I'll just go with, all right, I'll give it to Fox first. Here we go. Stay with this. Here we go. This is the first time I've done this. That was pretty recent, Fox. Everybody had masks and everything on. How's that been with the show?
That was last week. Last Saturday. Yeah, first time back that they had like a full capacity, and it was pretty awesome, to be honest with you.
Did you win? That's all that matters.
I won in my heart.
Did you cut a promo on his ass at least?
I cut one in my car. I'll get him.
And here we go. So you've all already heard me say it. You saw me posting it. Anthony is a death metal singer. And here's a little bit. Anthony, just so you know, I figured out how to do this because of you.
Okay.
How, look at that. Now, was that your voice?
How
long after you do something like that do you have to like rest up your voice?
I'm good right away.
No shit. To go
into that a little deeper now, if I'm on tour or something and I'm doing it every single day for a while, it takes me a little while. I don't talk to anybody and I just basically go and sing and make hand gestures and whatever if I need to, but and one time I actually did tear my vocal cords, which is an interesting thing, but I had about probably 3.5 weeks or so I could not speak. I was coughing up blood every day, but then afterwards it actually helped my singing in a way. It made my voice a little deeper, made my growls and gurgles a little bit more liquidy sounding, so kind of worked out in my favor. And by the way, the whole time I was still on tour while I had my torn vocal cords, so I was screaming while they were not.
Oh, so they were jacked up, and you were still trying to do this?
Oh yeah, I was still doing.
What do you use? Milk and honey?
Just milk. I've been a big milk drinker all my life, pretty much, and that's a big reason why. Good for coating the throat down.
Like, how does it even happen that you know you can do this?
Well, it's a funny thing. The very first time, like I heard death metal, I'm like, oh, I could probably do that, but I don't really know how. And so I started coughing one day. I'm like, that's pretty much the same thing. So as you start to cough, you just get a little guttural in there. It's pretty easy.
Fox, you know a guy named Dan Bucca?
I do.
Well, him and I work together.
What up, Bunda?
Look at that.
Since for too long.
Well, I won't hold that against you in any way. So, now you said you guys got another album getting ready to come out. When's that coming?
We are actually going to be recording, I believe, in April, if everything works out correctly. Could be a little bit into May, but it's going to be the next couple of months. We're going to finish recording and then probably get that out around July, August, if everything goes as planned.
Isn't that everything? If it all goes as planned,
yeah.
I'm still trying to get my superpower shot.
So. Yeah, we've been planning doing this album since 2017. So,
okay, so you guys you've been on hiatus.
not necessarily a hiatus. You know, we still promote, we do everything we're doing. We're just not really putting anything out. And then, you know, everything started happening this last year and a half or so. We had these plans on doing some stuff and didn't quite work out, but kind of worked out in the long run for us, I think.
So I was going to, let me do this. Bill, hold on a second. Bill Mace is another one of my Marine buddies. As you see, we were going to get into this, and I'm very curious. I'm very curious. But before I get too far, let's go with sticker. Let me talk about sticker and a cause real quick. That's something that we promote here. That's my thing. As you see the clock behind it with my Ravens symbol, Baltimore Ravens fan, born, bred, will always be. If you have a sticker, you have something that you want to promote, send me let me see if I pronounce it right. Vorzog?
Vorzog, yeah.
Send me a Vorzog sticker. I'll talk about Vorzog for a moment. We'll put it up on the clock. That's how this works. Sticker and a cause. If you have something else that's like you're trying to get donations for, send me the sticker. I'll put it on the clock. Sticker and a cause. As simple as that. Your sticker that costs you 50 cents to make or $5 to make, you send me one of them. I'll put it on the clock and I'll read whatever promo you send me so that everybody gets to hear about it. So fantastic. Here,
and real quick for you, same thing for you. Throw it my way and I'll do the same thing for you guys.
Both absolutely, of you. Brother. Absolutely. I need a Fox. Is it Fox? Do you have a sticker?
I don't have any like in route, but these are ones that I did have.
See, you got to send me one of. Oh, well, who's jumping on here? Am I being invaded?
I'm posting everywhere right now.
That's wait,
I'm
looking for. You didn't post the one that I told you is the link to get into StreamYard, did you?
Isn't that the one you told me to get in here?
I've got some random person named Lily just popped onto my StreamYard. Like, that's never happened. They're not the one with the duck. Don't share the duck. Well, have you been sharing the duck?
Yes. I said this. That's what I said. You bring in the one you sent me. You're like, yeah.
The one I sent you is the one I posted that I said, hey, here's this thing that had like your name and had Anthony's name on it.
Well, a bunch of people are coming, though.
Oh, God. Go delete that, please, before our StreamYard. Like, it's just going to keep popping up at the bottom. People are like, fuck it. I'm on the show now.
Yeah, bring it in.
Oh, that's so great. Like, I'm like, who the hell is Lily? Why are they jumping on my StreamYard? I thought I was hacking for a minute.
You need to send me the link that I can.
All right. Fox, we're friends on Facebook. We're friends on Facebook. Go to my Facebook page.
You're asking too much.
I know. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I have to go through and delete everywhere I post.
I'll unfuck myself. There's
I'm
70.
An idiot!
This is Fox. You've just made this that much better. I just need you to understand that. I just need
sorry,
you to
people. Oh no.
Look, Fox, I'm sending it right to your page so that you don't even have to look for it. It's right there. I just sent it to you. I love you, bro.
Here we go.
We are cutting a promo today. I love it. So
welcome to the show, everybody who's now a guest.
Everybody gets to be a guest today. Everyone's a guest today. Oh, this is so great. So I can't stop. I ain't even barely had anything to drink. Also, so before we get into this other piece that Bill Mace put up, because I'm so curious about this. I know one other person that believes this, and I'm so curious about this. Did you guys hear the news here in New York? Anthony, I know you may not have. New York has finally legalized recreational marijuana as of today.
Well, congratulations for that.
We finally stepped into our big boy pants. Somebody you know, said
we just did that here in Arizona too, though. So I mean, we're just now getting it.
Yeah, but you guys had legalized prostitution in certain counties.
Well, I don't know about that, but
well, you had the Bunny Ranch.
That's Nevada.
Oh, okay. I thought it was in Arizona.
Yeah,
that tells you my geography.
Same thing. Yeah,
close enough for government work. But yeah, they just legalized it. I know people that have already been looking up like how to have your own grow facilities, but they're like here in New York, it's already like, oh, if you want a dispensary, you can't grow your own. But if you grow your own, You can't have a dispensary. Like, they're already, being New York about it. Did you hear about that, Fox?
I heard something about something that's going to be ready by maybe 2022 or something.
Well, they legalized it today, so you can own up to 3 ounces as of today, I think is what it was. Somebody will correct me. It's either 3 ounces. I don't think it was 3 grams. Maybe it was 3 grams. 3 grams isn't a lot, though, I don't think.
No, that's nothing.
Yeah. Like,
probably.
You said that shit with confidence, Anthony. Like, that was confident. You were like, that's nothing. How dare nothing. You even talk about that? But yeah. So they legalized for recreational purposes. So now you can, like, just have your own doobage. But they're actually doing it right, because Massachusetts did this the same way. They're following the alcohol laws. So, like, no different than you can't drink and drive, you can't smoke and drive, you can't walk around with a joint, all that stuff. Lee, I had no idea you were in Maine, bro. It's been look, everything. No one's finding you in Maine. There's one city, and that's like Bar Harbor. There's nothing else. He said, "I'm smoking deep. A bowl right now." That's
deep up there.
It is my boy in his chair crushing a bowl right now. That is so great. And me and one other guy, we all checked into the same unit at the same time on the same day as we watched them arresting another Marine and taking him away in handcuffs. That's a whole nother story in and of itself. But all right, so Bill brought this up, and Bill's an old buddy of mine too, another Marine. And Bill is probably the most eccentric person I have ever known in my life until I met you, Anthony. Or actually, there's one other. But Bill used to actually take radios apart and put them back together and try to figure out ways to burn out police radar guns by, like, sending the frequency back to them that would burn the radar gun out. Like, that was Bill. I remember this. So, but he brings it up. So you're,
I like Bill.
And I also saw this. You posted another one, and I love the action figures you posted. The moon landing action figure thing. That was so great. So you believe the earth is flat? And
no.
Wait, you sent me a thing that said flat earth.
It's not a belief. It's a knowledge, but go ahead.
Okay. It's fair. Look, there was a guy on when I posted the one picture, and I said, "Hey, we're going to be coming on." He said the same thing. But do you believe in outer space?
Not in the way it's described, but there is an outer space. Yes.
What? Okay. Hit me, brother. I'm listening. I am all in.
It's going to take a lot more than one conversation to really get it, but,
hit me with the Reader's Digest version.
We'll start at the beginning, I guess. The earth is not a spinning globe. That's for sure. Every scientific experiment that has ever been done on it, despite what they may tell you, has proven that the earth does not move and there is no curvature. There's a Michelson-Morley experiment, Bedford level experiment. There's Aries failure. All of this stuff proves that the earth is not spinning, that the ether above us is spinning, is what it's called. You go into ether and stuff, that's, Nikola Tesla, that goes into all of his stuff, which, by the way, all of Tesla's experiments and all of his inventions, basically, other than what we currently use for electricity right now, is classified under national security. When you look into what mainstream science says about Tesla, is that his experiments weren't really all that useful, and, you know, Edison beat him out on everything. In reality, Edison stole all of his inventions. That's a fact. You can look into it.
That is definitely true.
And all of the stuff that's not national security. So that's interesting when you think about that. Going back to Tesla, at the time when he was alive, they would ask Einstein all the time, who's the smartest person in the world? He'd say Tesla. Tesla constantly said Einstein's theory of relativity was wrong, and it's anyone can do a math equation and come up with an answer, but that doesn't make it true, and it's one of those things. They say, math doesn't lie. It absolutely can lie if you know how to fudge the numbers. And when you start with an assumption, exactly. It's what the government does. You know, when you start with an assumption of something, then you can come up with anything you want. But until you know for sure, you know, they say that the sun is 93 million miles away because, you know, they watched Venus transit the sun and they assume that, you know, the sun or the Venus is the same size as Earth. So because of the time and the math they did, boom, 93 million miles. That's how they come up with that. But they don't know what Venus is. They don't know, you know, what size it is. You can't tell me one way or another if something's a size and you don't know. You're not there. You can never go there. You can't see it. You know, it's not even a there. It's not physical object. I think it's a light in the sky as far as I'm concerned. Factually, that's all it is. You know, that's all planets and stars are. But going back to what it is, it's the Earth is not a spinning globe. So, you know, you asked about outer space. The Earth is not a flat planet with all these other round planets like what you'll see. You know, you type into to Google or whatever flat Earth, you're going to see a bunch of nonsense. Also, the first thing you're going to go to is the Flat Earth Society. That's not a real website. That's a disinformation website. It came about when Obama was in office, and Obama kept talking about the Flat Earth Society. So of course you go there and you're going to see that, and it's nonsense when you read it. It doesn't make any sense because it's not real. So basically what that is just a gatekeeping thing. Now what is the flat earth? You know, the best model I can explain it as is it is a, essentially you think of what a lake is. The world is a lake. That's what the oceans are. The continents are islands inside of that lake. The container of that lake is what we think of as Antarctica. It's not a tiny island at the bottom of a spinning globe. It is surrounding the water, essentially. You know, it's the same thing as a bathtub. You take a bathtub, fill it with water, take that bathtub away, what happens? All of that water goes everywhere. You know, you have to have a container. There's a reason why we're all, you know, it's all one system. It's not something that's separate. Now, you know, what are stars? Like we said, it's luminaries or lights in the sky. Same as planets. When you zoom in on these things, you can get a, you know, telescope, you can get a zoom in camera, you know, really good zoom camera, P900, P1000 type camera. You can zoom in on these things and you will see that they are orbs of essentially energy. They are not burning balls of hydrogen. You know, the sun is not a burning ball of hydrogen. It's not, they say the sun is a constant nuclear explosion. That's not what it is. You know, put, best way of testing that, put fire and, a light next to a plant and see which one grows and which one dies. Fire is going to kill that plant every time. You cannot sustain life with, you know, burning fire and radiation. That's not the way it works. Now what is, you know, electricity and magnetism? That's what gravity is. You know, you say gravity. Gravity is a force. That's what they say. Yet gravity is a theory. It's unproven. It's tested, so they say. But, you know, you look at what it is, they can't tell you what it is. They can tell you what it does and so on and so forth. But you say, what is gravity? No one will tell you. They just say it's a force. It's not a force. They tell you it's not a force. You know, Google it right now. What is gravity? Is gravity a force? It'll say a force, but it'll also say it's not one. It's constant information, and there's a reason for that. You know, it goes into revelation of the method. They have to tell you what they're doing, and then, you know, from there, it's not on them anymore. They're not the ones lying to you because they've told you. If you choose to believe the nonsense that's still going on, then that's on you. And it goes into a much deeper thing than just, you know, the flat earth. It goes into, you know, all kinds of nonsense, but, you know, that may not be the time and place to discuss it, but, you know, definitely it's not a spring ball. Go ahead.
Who is friends with TB Hart? Who is friends with TB Hart? I've kicked him out of here 10 times. So Fox, we're going to bring him on for a second. Hey, TB. Hey, TB. How are you? The reason I keep kicking you out of that spot that you keep logging back into is because Fox made a mistake for the show link. So if you want the show link, if you look up the Above the Bar podcast, like go to Fox's, are you friends with Fox on Facebook?
I've been off social media for a little while, but
okay.
I sent the other link in a text.
I didn't even know you kicked me out. I thought I got redirected. Sorry, it's fine.
Yeah, no. Welcome to the show. Are you enjoying it so far?
Absolutely. Thank you.
I'm gonna let you go back. Send you back. Can also check it on YouTube. It's the Above the Bar podcast on YouTube. Okay. It'll be a black and white picture with a bunch of guys sitting at a bar. You can watch it on there if you're not like on any of the other social media platforms. I actually am enjoying this right now. I find it completely hilarious because you were dedicated that you were getting the hell on here after like the third or fourth time. I was like, this is you get to come on.
Thank you.
That was awesome. So
appreciate it.
Fox, welcome. You got anything else for TB?
WrestleMania. Get the fuck off the program now.
Sounds good.
Bro. TB, flat earth, yes or no?
Oh no, come on.
Okay. Just curious. All right. He's gone.
All right. Nice to meet you, by the way.
Yep. I had to make that quick. So Jeanette, who is super fan, number one fan of the show, Jeanette. So do you have knowledge that there is an edge to this lake? Like a genuine question. Like, I love her. She's my number one fan and my English fan. Someday her and I are going to sit down and drink Pimm's and Schweppes lemon juice. Cause I like Pimm's number one. If you have Pimm's and lemon juice together, like the Schweppes, it tastes just like a Lipton brisk tea, like the sweet tea. It is so scary dangerous.
And let me just real quick, since you brought up Schweppes, I don't want to throw a product plug for them, but, they are good for you to help protect against the
COVID?
Whatever you want to call it. Well, I don't want to say that word because it's not allowed on YouTube most of the time. But
all right, yeah. Well, they let me say it. At least they haven't banned me yet. My work has.
But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, Fox said you can get banned for that.
I have before, yeah.
Now, what's your thoughts here, Fox? Like before we get into the edge, what's your thoughts on all this?
On the flat earth?
Yes.
I don't know. Like, I mean, I Googled your picture. It looks like what do you call it?
Snow globe of what you're describing. Oh, it's just.
Yes.
Bing, shit hanging down. Everything's there. However, if you watch the dude jump from space and parachute down, it looks round. So.
Well, we'll talk about that right after I answer this question.
Yes, please.
So, Jeanette, yes, there is proof of the edge of the lake. All you have to do is Google Antarctica. You will see the ice wall, is what they call it. It's not an ice wall. It's a shoreline. Ice wall is a way of – it's another gatekeeping thing, the Game of Thrones nonsense. Everyone thinks the ice wall, you know, blah, blah, blah. But yes, you Google Antarctica. Let's talk about Antarctica real quick. So they say that on the ball, it's a tiny island at the bottom, you know, just a little continent down there. Factually, when you go to Antarctica, it is 200 feet tall. So when you take a boat somewhere, which, by the way, you can't go there really, but we'll discuss that too. If you were to take a boat there, you would go, you type it in, you'll see it on Google. It's you type it in, you know, Antarctica, you'll see the boat, you'll see a 200 foot wall of ice that is the shoreline. Now, what they don't tell you about it, Antarctica, is that essentially, you know, Captain Cook, he was the last person who tried to circumnavigate it, which he was staying right along the coast. He went between 60 and 80,000 miles and could not go all the way around it. He gave up. That was 3.5 years. That was the last documented Antarctica thing. Now, some people have said that they've done it, and then you have to look at what they've actually done in their route. It doesn't make sense. It's not real. You know, it's not just me saying that. Go and look up the route yourself, and you'll see it's not circumnavigation. They went down, they went around, and then they came back. No one has ever gone south and then ended up coming up north. That's never happened.
Well, no, that wouldn't make sense.
Well, no, it would make sense. If you're on a ball and you go south, you're going to eventually come back around north. if you right, circumnavigate, but no one's ever done that.
Right, but that in that what you're saying, that would be like going from the Antarctic to the Arctic. You could go south to north, straight up the Atlantic Ocean through Greenland, and you'd end up in the Arctic, in the Arctic Circle in the North Pole. If you went the other way from the South Pole on the opposite side, you would still eventually come up and be on the opposite side. You would just come up through the Pacific.
But no one's ever done that, is the point. No one's ever gone south and appeared back up. So if you go from South Africa or even from Australia, you know, if Antarctica is the bottom of a ball, you've got Australia over here on one side, you've got, you know, South Africa on the other. You should be able to fly right over Antarctica. No one does that. You should be able to fly around the 50th parallel. No one does that.
Right. But that would be actually going a longer way, because the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. So
correct. If but I they went, don't do that. Well, I'll tell you what they do. If you are in South Africa and you want to go, instead of going, because on a globe, it's just right around or right underneath the ball, if it's a ball, which again, they don't do that. What they do from South Africa, they will fly up to the United States, go across the United States, and then fly down into Australia. Okay. If they're going to the other side of Australia, they fly to the United States, across the United States, then go all the way across the ocean there, the Atlantic, into Europe. Then they hit Dubai, and they go down to Western Australia. So it's one of the type of things. It goes up. No one ever goes down. No one ever goes straight across, because they can't. No, the point about Antarctica, no one's ever gone south and then popped up in north, so it can't happen. You can go east and west on a flat plane, because all that is, if you circumnavigate, you know, everything, compasses will always point north. So if you always point due north, you always have to turn. As long as you're turning, you can go in a circle, but you can never go in a circle down and then come up over top, because it's not a ball. So as far as the pictures go, yes, there is proof of that. Now, what's after Antarctica, I can't tell you, because people are not allowed to go there. It's called the Antarctic Treaty. Look it up. It's a 100% factual thing. People can go to this little inlet in Antarctica. You pay them 10 to 30 grand. You can go there for a couple days, and they walk you around and show you penguins, and that's about it. But you can't go there and say, okay, I'm going to just walk out and explore. That will not happen. You can't do it. You can't book your own personal travel. You have to go through a certain company to do it. There are 15 companies all owned by the same person. So that should tell you something right there. But yeah, the Antarctic, you can't go past 60th degree south parallel. It is against the law. They will stop you. You can't, even if you do, you know, happen to do it, which, by the way, it's still 1,000 miles or so to Antarctica. So past the 60th degree parallel, you can't have fuel. You can't have anything that causes waste. Once you get there, you can't have fuel. You can't have sleds. You can't have dogs. You're legally not allowed to step any place where someone else has not already stepped. It's in the Antarctic Treaty.
Okay, so the Antarctic Treaty, I had to look this up because the Antarctic Treaty was signed in Washington on 1 December 1959 by the 12 countries whose scientists had been active in and around the Antarctic during the International Geophysical Year of 1957 to 58. It entered into force in 1961 and has since been ascended to be many other nations.
There's more than 50 countries that all have a military presence down there. And part of the Antarctic Treaty, which is funny, you're not supposed to have military there, but that's all that's down there.
Well, that's how you make sure treaties happen.
Yeah, exactly. And here's the other funny thing about that. Okay, so in the midst of the Cold War, when we are hating Russia, and even now we hate the Middle East, and there's Middle Eastern countries over there, all of these treaties still hold up. Why is that? The one treaty that's not been broken is the Antarctic Treaty.
Right.
For decades now. You can't question it. You can't do anything about it until 2041. And then at that point, who knows if they're going to kick it down more. They're not going to ever let people there. That's for sure. But yeah, I mean, it's nonsense when you look into it. And then, what was your question? I'm sorry, Fox.
Fox, you had a question?
No, I said, isn't it round when the dude jumped from space and they filmed it?
Yeah. So you can actually see his videos. He did two jumps beforehand, and they did not use a fisheye lens for those jumps. So you will see a perfectly flat horizon. Also, you can look this up yourself. In those pictures, the Earth is complete fisheye lens. You can see everything is a fisheye lens, but when you look at the Earth, all of that is just New Mexico. So we have to believe that if that is an actual representation of the Earth, which it wasn't, is 130,000 feet high. Neil deGrasse Tyson, he's a liar, but he says you can't see the curvature of the Earth at that high. But yeah, anyhow, you can look at it. It's New Mexico. It's a fisheye lens from the inside of the capsule. You can watch that same thing. You'll see the horizon is eye level at that height. That's because on the inside, it was not a fisheye lens. As soon as he opened it and side camera, that's a fisheye lens. But there are two other videos of him, his practice jumps, where they did not use that. And those were not televised. You can watch those yourself, and it's flat horizon, which also real quick, you can, there are videos. So there are videos of fighter pilots, these different things. NASA has released photos. So they say NASA lies about photos. We'll talk about that in a second. But they release things of images and pictures, they say. But whatever, it's of 330,000 feet, completely horizontal eye level horizon. There's balloon footage of this. You can watch videos completely uncut. It up to 120,000 feet, completely flat horizon, small local sun or moon. It's not 93 million miles away. The edge of space is what they called that jump. It was 130,000 feet. It was not the edge of space. It was a few miles up, essentially.
I got
clouds, by the way, real quick. Clouds are only as high as 11 miles up, so anytime that you see clouds really well on these space station footage and all that, that tells you the height. Most people don't think about that, but clouds don't go higher than 11 miles. So that will kind of tell you, you can see reference points. The space station is a lie anyway, but we'll talk about that.
They don't go higher than 11 miles? Like in the sky?
Clouds don't go higher than 11 miles.
So there's like... What do I see again? When I'm on a plane? What is that?
When you're on a plane, you are 5 miles high.
30,000, 50,000. I've been 10,000 feet in a helicopter, and I'm pretty, I did avionics. I've worked with GPS. I've set aircraft. I've done all those things in the Marine Corps. So this is interesting because, you start asking questions, how do you explain seasons? How do you explain sunrise and sunset and the differences between if it's seasonal hemispheres, things of that nature? There's a lot to get into with this. I mean, so before we get into all of it, because y'all, if you're listening to the audio tomorrow or you didn't see Anthony, he might have just flexed like he thought he was. He thought he was Fox's size for a minute. My man's trap blew up for a moment. He was like, let me go ahead and blow these lats out for a minute. Let me show you motherfuckers what I got here. And I will explain all that. You bowed right up, brother. You have got this shit down pat.
No, it's funny because all those things you just said are actual evidence and proofs that the Earth is flat. But they have been lied to you and misrepresented to us to where we don't use common sense. But we'll get to all those things.
So here's the other side of the coin then.
Okay.
Why? What does it benefit? How does it benefit? Because what you're talking about would be not just you're talking about a historical conspiracy, not like, probably the most famous one in U.S. history is always going to be who killed JFK. That's probably the biggest one of our lifetimes. Don't hit the eyebrow there, Fox. I saw it for a minute.
is the JFK one. You're talking about a conspiracy that would go back to the dawn of time, that there would be some benefit. And I can't find a benefit for somebody to be like, this bitch is flat. So help me out.
All right. Well, the easiest way to answer that question is to, that's a funny comment, Matt.
I don't know who Matt Hamilton is. Is that one of your boys, Fox? I don't know who that is.
Maybe.
That's okay. So the best way of answering that question is, you're asking me to tell you why a criminal is a criminal. That's one reason. Power, for sure. It's control. Control, power. You're asking a question that is a very obvious question. Of course, why? Why would somebody do that? So that is the Earth being flat or round or whatever, that really doesn't matter. It's the lie that matters. That's the part that when you understand why they're lying to you is the issue. The other question I was always, who are they? We can't tell you who they are because they don't have names that we know.
Who's we, though? Hold on. You just said you can't tell me who they are, but who's we?
You and everyone else. We don't know who these people are. Essentially, you know, this is not a popular sentiment, but when you look at it, we are all slaves. That's 100% fact. You can look in history, okay? At what point did we stop becoming property of royals, okay? So you want to look at history. We did our Declaration of Independence, 1776, blah, blah, blah. What did that mean, okay? It's a wild thing. You have to look what it is. And I can go into a quick overview of it, but it's not going to make sense. So what I'll say is on this, in the interest of time, do your own research on it. But at no point are we actual free people. Okay, so look at this real quick. You are a citizen of the United States. You were, let's assume everyone's born here. You live here, whatever. So now you're a citizen. You were born here. So who are you? Or anyone who are you?
Well, I'm me. I'm Sean Murphy.
Okay, but who is Sean Murphy?
I am the host of this show. I mean,
I'm the host of this show, and you just don't know it.
Fox, we can throw down. I will cut a promo on that ass right now, jabroni. Oh, hey now.
So essentially what I'm telling you guys is this. Our birth certificate, that is a document. When you actually understand what the law is, and I'll give you a quick background on me real quick. So aside from being a musician and what have you, I was in the corporate world. I worked for a financial company. I was the head of their legal department. I did that for many years.
Wrong button. Exactly. That was a fucked up thing. Folks, it was supposed to be. It was not supposed to be.
The laughing is okay.
It was supposed to be this.
I laugh at it all the time.
Like you were. Hold on. So you were a full blown, like, bar lawyer the whole nine?
No. I was never a member of the bar. And that's actually the issue that I'm going to jump into.
Real quick. Okay.
Bar is no good. However, I was never an actual lawyer. I went to law school. I led a legal department. It's not a lawyer. Basically, I set policy, corporate policy, and that is exactly what the government does. When you look at what the government is, first of all, government, when you look at the etymology of the word, govern means to control. Ment is mind. Right there, government is mind control. That's, again, factual. Look at the Latin to it. You go into all of this nonsense into what the law is. Okay, who are these people laws on us?
Not you. My cat just attacked the bar.
That's okay.
My cat just decided to join the bar. The conversation.
I have got.
I sent the cat the link.
Running around.
The cat had the link. He thought he was going to log in here. Also, we're going to have to find your boy find out how the show was. Now that he's got the link, he should come back. Tell me how the show's going.
He sent a picture that he's at the beach right now and says he can't see England, the earth is round.
Oh, I like.
We'll get to that in a second too.
I just want to know how. Like, was this all? Go finish what you're saying, because I mean, I have so many.
Real
questions.
Quick on the law, the government is a corporation. All right. Governments have Dun & Bradstreet corporate numbers. Therefore, it makes them for-profit organizations. You can look it up yourself. Again, real quick, don't believe anything I'm saying. Look into it yourself if you have an interest. If you have no interest, you know, it doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
However, if you have an interest, look into it. Read the Constitution of the United States. It's very, very important. It says in the Constitution, look at the 14th Amendment. It tells you what a citizen of the country is. You are born, naturalized, and is the important part in that. Because the way the Constitution is written, it has to say exactly what it means. And under the jurisdiction. So if you don't choose to be under the jurisdiction, you are not under the jurisdiction. You can live there. You can reside in the country. The land masses of the United States. It goes into sovereignty and all that. But that's a trap. I don't want to get into that stuff. But, you know, you have to.
Oh, that's a sovereign citizen thing?
Well, it's not that. But people lump it into that. It's completely different than that. A sovereign
citizen. You ever heard of that one, Fox? Fox, you ever heard of that one? Sovereign citizen?
No.
Do yourself a favor. Never, the next time you ever get pulled over, do yourself a favor. Don't look at the cop and be like, I'm not rolling my window down. I'm a sovereign citizen. This shit will not work out for you. It does
not. Well, no, that's where you're wrong. See, that you don't want to be a sovereign citizen, because as soon as you say you're a citizen, that gives them power over you. That's what the word citizen means.
Am I not a citizen? What do I do?
You don't want to classify yourself as a citizen. You are you. You're a man. Maybe you're a woman, but whatever you are, you're what you are. You were given that by a creator, whether you are a believer in a God or not. You know, you were created, whether it's your parents or whoever, you're created. The situation is no one person has dominion over you. So, you know, you can get 1,000 together, they don't have any more rights than you do, so they can't tell you what the law is. They don't make a law. They can't tell you what it is. The laws are: don't kill people, you don't steal, you don't cause damage, cause no harm. If you break those are divine laws, is what they're called. It's a legal term. Also, look into what the Cornell Law Dictionary, look into Black's Law Dictionary. Those are the actual dictionaries. You know, we go into court and we tell people, you know, we understand that is us putting them over us. That's anytime a judge or an officer asks you, do you understand? If you say yes, you're saying I stand under you. That's the legal definition of the word. If you tell somebody, an officer or a judge, that you are an individual, you're telling them you cannot make your own decisions and you're a child, because that's what the term individual means. So you have to understand the language that they're using. And that's the tricks that they do. They get you into this false thing to where you're arguing something that isn't real. It's the same, the flat earth argument, because they're trying to get you into an argument of, you know, space and all this other stuff. Of course, we can look up the sky, we see things. So we think of that as space, because that's what we've been told. But, you know, in the model of flat earth that I use and most people accept, it's either an infinite plane, or they say there's an infinite space, so why can't there be an infinite plane? I don't know about that. Again, I can't go past Antarctica. However, I think there's a dome over us. Now, evidence-wise, you know, we want to talk about that real quick. Every ancient culture, every religious text going back thousands of years has been a enclosed, domed earth. The Bible is a complete flat earth book, the Quran, flat earth book. There's over 200, you know, passages in the Bible that talk about the earth being immovable, the earth, you know, having four corners. You can't have corners on a circle or on a sphere. The earth is a circle. The word also, you look at the original Hebrew, okay? There's only one or two things that say circle of the earth in the Bible. And circle is not the same word as ball or spear, which they use ball and spear previous places in the Bible, different Hebrew letters, different word completely. And I'm not a Bible guy, so I'm not going to even use that. I'm just saying that's for people who are Christians and Muslims. You cannot be a Muslim and not be a flat earth person, because the book very clearly says the earth is flat and immovable, does not move, does not spin. The Bible says it several times too.
They say a lot of things in that book.
Exactly. And that's why I don't use it, because it's a book. And real quick, you mentioned earlier about, we think this would be a massive, cover up and conspiracy,
right.
To a point that's true, but also to a point that's, it's not true. First of all, we don't know. We don't know, first of all, about history. So we know what we hold, and we can accept that. But when you look into what history is, it doesn't make any sense. The timelines have been screwed up. The calendar, they tell us constantly our calendar isn't right. It's gone through several different changes. So calendar-wise, we don't know. In reality, we don't know what year it is. We think it's this year, 2021. And I'm not going to tell you otherwise. I don't know. But there's evidence to suggest that it's not 2021. It's actually, far, depending on how you want to do it, there's evidence that the one in front of on currency isn't a one. It's an I or a J. Okay. And when you look into Roman numerals and the way that the Greeks and stuff used to put their money, it's an interesting thing. It ties into the Vatican and a bunch of other stuff, because the Vatican is the one who gave us the calendar. There's a lot of trickery with the Vatican. The Vatican 100% owns our birth certificates. You can look into what that means. That goes into what I was just saying about being, you're a man or a woman, you're not a person. That's the other thing. Person does not mean you or I. It means a corporate entity. When you look into Black's Law, again, it's wild stuff. I don't want to get too much into the legal aspect stuff, because that's not what I'm here for right now. But we can talk about that another time if you want. But as far as the Earth goes, I'll answer your questions about you said the sun and the moon. So
hold on 1 second. So okay, hold on. I got to pause you for 1 second. Fox.
Yeah, I get off.
Fox.
I'm here.
Are you still here?
I've got questions for both of you, by the way, but we'll get to that.
Because I want to know, because Fox and I are from two different worlds as far as, like, I run trains. Fox lifts heavy shit and throws people around. Like, that's our, I probably should say that's what we do for fun, is I podcast, he does that. Like, you haven't said shit, brother. I need your input. I wanted you here because I wanted your input. Tell me what you think of all that.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I would say I'm learning so much of stuff that is just out there, I would say. But as for, like, calendar, isn't like the 2000 thing, isn't that like post, like, Jesus thing or AD,
right,
whatever?
Right. That goes to the Gregorian calendar, which was put into place by Pope Gregory. And I'm not here to say anything bad about anyone's religion, and not everybody who's Catholic is a bad person. I want to be very clear about that.
We just feed people to lions.
What's that again?
We feed people to lions. Don't worry about it.
Exactly. So the Catholic religion are the nicest way to put it is that somebody did some bad stuff and they have tricked some people. There's a lot of evidence. I don't know how long your show is and how much you want to get into.
We normally do a, right about an hour. We can always go a little bit over, because the great thing about it is in this world, when you said, who am I? I'm the motherfucker in this world.
There you go. That's the attitude to have in everyday life too.
But I'm curious, because – so how did you even, like, at what point in your life did you go from Mrs. Grigalski's, science class to, let me go ahead and,
you know, I've researched this and like, was there like an epiphany moment? Did you grow up like mom and dad felt the same way?
No.
Yeah, what about like flight patterns and stuff like that?
Right. Exactly. Well, like,
that's
like
what I was explaining to you.
So you start getting into like,
yeah,
the, oh God, the, and I can't think of it right now, but I look cool on the video doing this.
Jet streams.
Jet stream. Thank you. You know, you have the jet streams, you have the way the water, works, you know, with moving around the earth. You have so many things in this that this would be an interesting, like, you and I may have to talk, and I'll listen to all this, and we can go, like, we could do a whole podcast in and of it. There's probably some already out there. It's just I'm late to the show on this one, which is kind of how I always am. But it's so, like, there's so much to this, and it's not the, like, I work with a guy that'll tell you all the stuff that you're saying, and when you ask him, bro, why do you believe this? And his response, you can't argue his response, because when you're like, dude, like, how do you believe this? He goes, because it's true. And you're like,
yeah.
Like, bro, where's your fucking facts? He's like, because it's true. Well, yeah, but it's true. Well, son of a bitch, I can't argue with that. You just keep saying it's true.
Right. Well, I'll give you facts that you can.
Will it be round or will it be flat? Like, who are we going by? Are we just going by the man's cameras or like what? Like, don't you go, like, how do you get to Japan from California? Which way do you go?
Great question. Because if I go across the Pacific, I'm going to the left.
Right. And don't you go to Japan? Don't you come this way or do you go through California?
Because based on your theory, I would have to go all the way across the US, all the way across Europe, all the way across Asia Major, Asia Minor, and then get to it.
I don't have the visuals to show you guys. There are people who have that, and I can recommend somebody who will give you a whole presentation on it and show you videos and all that stuff. And that will, in fact, blow your mind.
I might do that. I'm so into that.
The best way I can explain this to you, there is a... you have to understand what the map is, first of all. There is the map that everyone's seen it. It's the world, you know, laid out, a 2D map. Right. That is a flat the Mercator projection map, and then they took that and wrapped it around a globe, which makes no sense. But when you actually have it out, it still doesn't make sense. It's not correct. But you can see it's called the AE map. That's the map that they use for flights. It's also interesting enough, the AE map is the UN flag logo. So when you see the UN, their logo, it is the AE map with the laurels and what looks to be a target of the world. That is the flat earth map, as it's called. There's different versions of it. It's not accurate, but compared to the globe map, it's much more accurate. All flight routes, by the way, are done by NASA. They are in charge of that. There's videos, you guys can look it up. There's videos of a researcher, Max Eigen. He was on a direct flight from Australia. I don't remember where, I think Santiago, or no, I think he was going to the U.S., so he was on. He was watching the seat back on his travel. According to the map and the compass they were showing him, it didn't. It did exactly what it said it was doing. However, he had his own compasses. He had two different compasses sitting on his table, completely different directions. And he's not a flat earther. He's a very skeptical person. So he had questions about it, as we all would if you see that. So flight routes, they all go off of NASA. They're all off the AE projection map, essentially. On that map, all flight routes are in a straight line. They make perfect sense. So everything you're saying, if you track it out, and it will go in a perfect straight line. But yeah, I mean, you can look that up yourself. But that's my answer for that. Is you look at the AE map.
How come if you like lay in the grass and look up, it's spinning?
There you go. That's a good question.
That is the ether that spins, not the earth. Again, you can look at scientific experiments.
Is that ether in the globe? that you're saying?
Or, say that again?
The ether you said was the globe thing?
No, no, there is no globe. Okay, so it's a flat plane. The ether is the sky. So when you look up, you are seeing the stars, you're seeing gases, you're seeing all kinds of stuff. And here's something you can do. Okay, look at the North Star, for example. You can go to the Georgia Guidestones, if you're familiar with that. It is a Stonehenge-like area in Georgia that Ted Turner and some other people put up, a bunch of billionaires. They have basically 10 commandments written on there. It says, don't let the Earth's population rise above 500 million again. It says a whole bunch of nonsense. It's written in all these different languages. Anyhow, Georgia Guidestone, it has a very thin hole drilled in this center rock, and it looks right through that hole. You can see Polaris, which is the North Star. You can set up time-lapse videos of you sitting there overnight. You can see through that hole the whole time. Polaris is right there. Everything else moves around that central spot. That's Polaris. So the Earth itself does not move. That goes back to Tesla. Tesla said that the ether moves. Before Einstein came up with relativity, that whole thing was essentially to disprove ether when you look at it. And then later on, Einstein was said and quoted on this that you cannot, essentially, you cannot detect the curvature or the motion of the Earth. And I'm not an Einstein guy. I think Einstein was a liar. But going back to all this, we don't know history. So, you know, we hear that, you know, for myself, okay, when I was a child, I learned that, you know, Columbus sailed away and then he came back and that proved the Earth wasn't flat.
Sailed the ocean blue.
That's a straw man argument. Ships over horizon, that is essentially just the angular resolution of your eye. When something goes far away, it gets smaller. That's the same thing with sunset, by the way. So, you know, you're on a beach, you're looking at the sun's going down. If it's really going down, you have to understand why the sun is setting according to the globe model, which is the Earth is spinning at 1,000 miles per hour. That is our everyday rotation. So if we're standing on the top of the Earth, we are moving faster than the speed of sound backwards. And that's why we're seeing the sun go beyond that horizon. Are you guys with me so far?
So far, we're here.
Okay. So,
Fox, were you the kid that sat in the back of the classroom and like fell asleep?
Yeah.
That's what they count on. They teach you this nonsense and they don't want you questioning it because, and
I'm trying to soak it all in to see what,
if you go to Google, type in top 10 reasons why the Earth is not flat. Every single point they're going to give you is the same nonsense they've been saying since we were children. However, each point that they give is very easily disproven.
Wow.
You have to understand a lot of, and this is stuff that they never teach you in school. So you have to, you know, look around at what it is. But look at everyone that says trust the science, and they call flat Earth people science deniers. We are 100% for science. We want to follow the scientific method, testable, repeatable, observable. Say that again.
Who do we follow? Because you said Einstein was a liar, right?
Again, I don't know if Einstein was a liar or just wrong, but you know, at the time, look into when Einstein published. At the time when he published, there was a book, you can order this on Amazon. It's 100 Scientists Against Einstein, something like that is the name of the book. And each one will give you very good reasons why Einstein is not right. You know, Einstein, they tell us that he was a patent clerk that was horrible at math. He had essentially a second grade education, but he comes up with E equals MC squared. He doesn't know what that means. You know, he could have easily learned it and taught it himself, but from everything we know about him, he is a guy who hates math. So how does he know math? No one talks about that. He's a patent clerk. You know, maybe it means something to you. Maybe it doesn't. He married his cousin. You know, take that for what it is.
He's from, you know, Kentucky.
For me, well, no.
Keith, that's you. Yeah. I'm coming for you.
And by the way, all these people marry their cousins, by the way. They're all the royals.
Oh, look, that's the whole royal thing. That's a whole other conversation.
That's a whole other thing. But there's a reason for it. They're all eugenicists.
Do you know they don't have a last name?
Well,
they don't. They did not have a last name until recently, like within the last 100 years, because
they have a last name, but they change it all the time. That's the thing. Like Windsor is not their name.
No, that was only created because they needed to have something. Jeanette, I know you're out there still. You can come on and explain all that. She's from over there. We're going to try to wrap some of this up here because, like, brother, man, Anthony, you sound like you can go hours.
Conversation.
So,
and just real quick, I'll answer your questions, but yeah, they count on us not caring. They count on us not learning. You know, it's nonsense, but all it is, it's a game. That's what you have to see it as. Now, real quick, why are they lying? Again, they're trying to control us. Now, you look at who they are. We know some of the names. You know, we know the Rockefellers. We know the Rothschilds. These are banking families. When you look at what the world is, who's running it, you see right now this COVID nonsense, World Economic Forum. These people have a weekly podcast. This is the Davos Group. They have a weekly podcast where they talk about how they are using COVID as a way of locking down to stop carbon. They've been talking about this for years. They've been writing white papers on this for years. They publish these things in books talking about we're going to use a pandemic to keep people inside. They talk about using vaccines to kill populations. Bill Gates is famous for saying this. You know, Bill Gates says all these things, and then he gives you vaccines, and people take them. You know, you can type into any search engine. You know, I'll say real quick, AstraZeneca, okay? Type in AstraZeneca. Weapon that kills. That's what the word means. However, when you type it in, you'll see fact checkers that say, no, AstraZeneca does not mean weapon that kills. But then when you read the article, it says, yeah, the words, the etymology comes down to meaning weapon that kills, but that doesn't matter. So
Jeanette, hold on. Jeanette said, leave my inbred royals alone. They finally got one from outside, and that guy ended up leaving the whole entire country, Jeanette. What the hell?
Now, what about like the Area 51 who announced like there's definitely a ship from a different planet? Like, is that fake? Is that real?
Real quick, since you guys asked about outer space, so what is outer space? It's not a vacuum. It's not what they tell us it is. There is no outer space to where we can leave our system. We are. It's my opinion that we are enclosed. We have a dome over us. I start talking about the evidence of that. You can look at the 1958 Encyclopedia Americana. It talks about a dome in Antarctica. There's a video you can search it in right now called the Arizona Go Fast Rocket. There are three cameras on this thing, one on each side and one at the very top. Now, this thing will go up. It shoots straight up. Unlike the NASA rockets that do this, this goes straight up 73 miles high. It hits this much denser something. Area. We don't know what it is. It hits something up, makes a sound. It stops going straight up, and it starts very slowly moving around. It's still going up, by the way. Just the propulsion isn't pushing it up any longer. It's now moving up, and as it turns on its side, you'll see this from the three different views, completely flat horizon, 73 miles up. And then you'll see the moon. Now, the problem with this is that when the rocket was launched, it's launched in Arizona. The moon happened to be over Australia, New Zealand, in that area. So if we're on a ball, Arizona's here, New Zealand, Australia down here, the moon's up here. You cannot see through the ball to see the moon. But yeah, very clearly, you can see the moon. You can go to timeanddate.com to find out when the rocket was launched. Launched, you can see where
I got it up right now. There's your Go Fast Rocket.
So yeah, that will go on. You'll see a flat horizon. If I keep watching, you're going to see the moon here in just a moment.
And there's the rocket, folks. For those of you that are watching the live feed here,
so you'll
see. I have really good cameras. I got to tell you that
there's all kinds of stuff. And here's the other thing: NASA will never put a camera on their stuff. Anything you see from the ISS, that's been a loop that's been going for years. It's the same footage constantly, and they have it on a continuous feedback loop. Essentially, what happens is that
you're saying this thing goes up 73 miles?
Yes, 73 miles high.
So what about the thing that's on Mars, or is Mars not a thing?
That's the Mars rover. Look,
okay,
so this is like, hold on. Shut it all down for a minute. Fox.
Here.
You've got like, you're creating like five more shows. You know that?
I can answer
Mars real quick. I'm trying to find out information about everything.
Like,
real quick, Mars, it is an energetic orb of electricity in this ether plasma type viscous fluid we have above us. I don't know because we can't get there, but here's the thing. You can look at it with a super zoom camera. You can see it is not a solid terra firma object. It is a orbing geometric patterns inside of this thing. Now, what is it? Again, I don't know. It's a light. Let's just leave it at that. There's
I'm looking at this rock, and this sure looks like a sphere to me. I'm watching this video footage. This looks surely like a sphere to me. It looks the way
you'll see the way it convexes. And
I see something. There's like another rocket or something under, or plane or something that underneath of it. Like it.
Yeah, just watch it. It's wild.
It stops and then starts again.
Okay, so, yeah, you'll have to get the make sure you get the full video of it. There's a bunch of short ones. But there's a full video.
That video is a loop.
But real quick about Mars. So what is the rover? Did you guys watch the footage of the so-called landing?
Yeah, I didn't watch that one. I was working. The whole JOB thing.
A little bit.
So real quick, you did not see footage. You saw a cartoon. That's it's CGI. Not show any video. They cut to CGI of what it is.
That I saw that.
And then they reacted, and they show you on camera the people at Mission Control watching this, waiting and waiting and waiting, getting all excited, you know, anticipation. And then all of a sudden, they start high-fiving and screaming and celebrating, having a great time. And you see all these reaction videos of people watching it live, crying, and we landed on Mars, being so happy. But they watched a cartoon. Nothing landed on Mars. There is no helicopter on Mars, okay? Let's talk about that real quick. They say that Mars has less than 0.01% of our atmosphere. You said you were in a helicopter at 10,000 feet. They don't get a whole lot higher than that because they can't.
We can't.
You know how helicopters work. And if you don't,
yep.
You know, essentially the blades go, there's not enough air and atmosphere for it to work.
Well, that's the whole thing. Nothing. They said Sikorsky drove himself nuts trying to figure out how the helicopter worked because in theory, at 10,000 feet, there's nothing for it to push against. I've been at 10,000 feet inside of a helicopter flying cross. And that's why I say, like, as I'm listening to all this, and it's interesting because I'm one of those guys, probably similar to Fox. I'll listen to anything, like, especially if you can back it up and it's not just, well, it's true. Well, I'll be damned.
Everything I'm saying, yeah, everything I'm saying, you can actually go and verify it.
Like, you've got your facts that you're down with to get down with. Yeah. I mean, and it kind of gets into, you know, and I'll tie this in with Fox. You know, it kind of gets to being when you're a kid and the first time somebody tells you, well, you know, wrestling ain't real. I mean, damn, I watched that man get slammed through a table. Well, yeah, he got slammed through a table, but it was staged. It was set up. And that's essentially how you feel about those theories is they were staged. They were set up. They were prepared in some form to either control or for somebody else's nefarious or global purposes of whatever type of control. Am I right? Who was the shadow person, Anthony? Anthony, who is the shadow person?
Shadow person is my wife.
Hello, wife. Hello, wife. Where are you, wife?
I thought that was another episode. I was like,
hello, shadow person. Because I keep seeing, like, every so often, I saw her shoulder when the pupper dupper came by. And then every so often, I see, like, a shadow on your back wall there.
I've got her, and then I've got a bunch of dogs and cats running around, too.
I was trying to figure out who the shadow person was. Hello, wife. She can't. Because you're in the headset. So, well.
Essentially, to answer your question, yeah, you can call them a theory. You can say it's this, but what I'm saying is that you yourself, you don't have to be a scientist. You don't have to have advanced degrees. Anyone can go out and do any of these experiments for themselves and then see. So go to the NASA website. NASA tells you the whole page about what is the Earth. It gives you all the listings on it. It gives you, you know, all the numbers that you need. So use those numbers and then apply actual science to it, scientific method. NASA will tell you, we don't use a scientific method when it comes to cosmology or the universe. That's weird. These are literally the only people who can so-called test it, and we can't verify their test results, but they tell us, oh, you can trust us. Real science doesn't need to be trusted. You can see it because you can see if it's true or not. That's where your friend was telling you, because it's true. Well, it is true, and here's how you can verify.
He also believes in lizard people.
Well, that's an interesting concept.
Don't you start, Anthony.
I'm not going to get into the lizard people on this one, but
Anthony, do you know about the limbs
are real?
Fox, do you know about the lizard people?
No, I was waiting for him to be like, actually.
I wish I could, but I don't want
to. Oh, it'd be so great. Were you a fan of V? How old are you, Fox?
35.
How old are you, Anthony?
I'm 38, but I was a fan.
V was like,
I like the original, not the remake.
Yeah, but did you ever see in the remake when they brought Diana back?
No, I did not see all of the remake. I stopped watching a couple episodes.
If you watched all the way through, probably one of the most, and I consider her as like one of the sci-fi queens. She's in V, she's in Firefly, she's on like all kinds of I don't know her name, I'd have to look it up, but she plays the new queen in V, and Diana is still in there. They have her towards the end of the episode, but she's the grandmother. Oh, nice. And she killed on the final episode of the first season. They did a great job, and they should have brought the show back. The four people that are listening, if any one of you know anybody at a TV studio, you should tell them to bring this back, because she takes her tail and you don't even see it, and she stabs her right in the heart in front of all the other subjects. Like, I'm the only fucking queen here. So great.
Nice.
Sidebar to that. Fox, what are you looking at?
Everyone trying to post.
trying to get onto the show.
Yeah, someone's like, I'm trying to get in.
Like, don't try to get in. It's not
on the wrong way. Stop messaging me. I didn't mean to send it.
like Jets, this is like Anthony, I have to have you back, because this is like, it's so intriguing to me, because I'm gonna be honest with you. I want to have a platform. You can say your piece. I'm definitely on the other side of the coin, where
for sure,
I can see the science. I can look at the science and go, no, it's there. I can see it. And I am a big Neil deGrasse Tyson fan. I've seen Star Talk twice live at NYCC. If you've never been to NYCC, it is so much fun. Fox, if you would go to NYCC, I would take you with me. You got to come in like full, like ready to like throw down gear though.
No, well, I'm working on it. I wish it would come back. I've always wanted to go.
Bro, my best friend and I can go every year. Last year was the first year we haven't been in, like, I think it would have been our fifth year straight. And yeah, it's so much fun. And I actually have a cosplay, everything. You would appreciate this, Anthony. You would appreciate my cosplay, because you remember the Black Plague mask, the long nose mask from the Black Plague. I have my own version of it, but it's a steampunk version, and it's like spikes coming off of a helmet, and it's got like screen mask, and it's got two little hoses, so it's very steampunk. Got a whole thing. Nice.
Do you wear that to the grocery store?
I probably should. And when they're like, put your mask on, sir.
I don't wear a mask. Just for fun, if I had that, I would.
Oh, it would be so great. Who we got here? Hi, good evening from Brazil. Brazil and Rio de Janeiro. Oh, look, this is why my bride is the best. And I have to tell you guys, Fabricio, you're the best. Thank you. I have like a handful of folks in Brazil, and I'm getting big in Kenya too. That's my goal, is Kenya to be my David Hasselhoff. But if Fabricio, if you can make me big in Brazil. I would appreciate it. So you guys ready? This is my mask.
If you want to be big in Brazil, this is going to help you because there are 11 million flat earthers in Brazil.
Look at that. Is that not the best?
Nice.
Is that not the fucking best?
You wear like, that in the grocery store.
Yeah, you got to wear that in public.
Like, and my beard, somebody said like my beard looks even better in this because it looks like I've been wearing it for decades and like the beard just has grown around it. How amazing is this thing?
That's yeah, that's your Mad Max costume.
Right. Only difference is I'm not drinking like breast milk or whatever from the new Mad Max. Like whatever he was doing, that guy was off the chain. Like he was a whole nother level. But I think my bride's taking pictures here. She's hiding out on the other side. So Anthony's wife was hiding out also. She was like hiding out. She didn't think I could see her, but I caught her. So, all right, Fox, Anthony, we got to put a bow tie on this thing here. Anthony, you have a open invitation anytime that you would like to come on. Ken just texted me. He said it's been 3 years straight. He believes that we've been going. I think it's been longer than that. And the Mad Max was mother's milk, which is interesting. You know, that's are either one of you guys comic book guys?
I used to be.
You have to
collect it in a long time, but I follow some.
If you get a chance, everybody's talking about The Boys, yeah. The TV series on Amazon. If you get a chance, you have to read The Boys. Reading The Boys will change your outlook on that show so completely. And I hate to be the guy like, the book is so much better. It's not even close. It's just so different. The book is what you need to read. It's just, it's like they just gave you names. And then like, here's the other thing where it's just like ultra violent, ultra like sexualized, ultra everything. The reason they call the one guy mother in the live action is because in the comic book, he actually has to drink his mother's breast milk on a regular basis to stay alive. That's why he's called mother's milk. MM. Look
That's
at that.
I didn't know that.
If you can't see Fox's face right now, I've never seen a man frown a mustache before. What the hell? That was impressive.
Yeah.
Bro. So we're going to put a bow tie. We got to put a bow tie on this thing. Anthony, you've got the album coming up here soon. When it comes out, make sure you send me a link. I'll share it. I'll let everybody know where to find it. They can get all their death metal they need. Lamb of God, death metal or not?
Sure.
Oh, you took border?
Border, but I mean it. I don't want to give people labels and stuff. If they want to be death metal, they'll be death metal.
Okay. Fox, Ronnie James Dio, greatest singer in ever in metal.
Sure. I'm not a big metal, old metal guy. But
did you just call me old?
No, I mean like old metal.
What? I just got called.
I listen. Wait, don't get me started because I listen to the stuff and it comes on. I'm like, oh, and I just think of it, all the metal rockers who are like, yeah, fucking metal, and I'm like, to me.
Good night, my Jeanette. You will always be my number one fan, even with my wife. I love you, Jeanette. You're great. Ronnie James Dio, though, greatest metal singer ever. Nothing, Anthony. Sure.
He's top five for sure.
Top five for sure.
I'd say probably two.
Number two, top two. Who are you putting ahead of him? Who are you putting ahead of him?
There's nobody better than Lemmy. I mean, he's not the greatest.
Only because at one point in time, Lemmy slept with what's her name? Ozzy's wife. What the hell's her name? Sharon Osbourne. Lemmy slept with Sharon Osbourne. Just call it what it is.
Lemmy slept with a lot of people.
Him and his mole.
No, let me tell you something. I was buddies with Lemmy towards the end there. And
were you really?
Yeah, one of the best things that I saw him do. I was at the Rainbow, and I saw him with this really, I don't know, she's mid 20s maybe, really nice looking woman, and she's sitting there just licking and tonguing his mole, and he just keeps doing that, and she just keeps going. And he looks at everybody and just nods his head because he knows.
Fox, okay. When's the next time we can see you throw down in a ring?
On 2 weeks. Wait, what's today? Yeah, April 17th in New Jersey.
Jersey. And Fox, I had a
championship title match.
Are you getting a shot at the title?
Yeah. I'm going to probably take it home too because I can beat that guy.
Whether is it a shoot match?
Everything's a shoot match. Wrestling ain't fake, bruh.
Bruh.
The squared circle is round.
What? That's a whole nother conversation in and of itself. But I did have something to surprise on you there, Fox, that I didn't think – I don't think you know this or not. I have a gift for you. So on – for those of you that enjoyed seeing Fox mean mugging in the background, throwing his little bit out there, I have a gift for you. Fox is going to be back on April 28th. But guess who you're on with there, Fox?
My cat.
That would be amazing. You are on with the president and one of the council members of the International Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Is it Tony?
I believe it's Tony and Mike Latano. Might not know. Latuno, L-A-N-U-T-O. Latuno?
I think I know one of them.
Well, Mike's on the council. I thought you would appreciate that. We'll make it a whole full wrestle circle. And I'll just sit back and let you. I'm going to sit back on that day, and I'm going to let you run the show. You're going to run the show that day.
Oh, boy. No reaction, exactly.
So you got that one. All right, gents. One more rock, paper, scissors so we can figure out who gets the next and who gets the last word. All right, rock, paper, scissors. Let's go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. All right. What you got for us, sir? Your call there, Fox. You want to say the next word or you want the last word?
Let's go with next word.
All right. What you got for us?
Oh, I thought you could give me a next word.
No, it's the end of the show. That's how this works.
Oh, am I promoting me?
I would hope so. Or anything you want to say, anything you want to pass to the words of wisdom, anything you want to throw out there to be like, this is amazing. Murphy has an amazing.
I want to know more about this flat earth and how we are not people. And
I know we are people. We're not persons.
We're not persons. Am I in a simulation? Is there more? Is there multiverse? Is there more of me? What's deja vu? And when is my pizza getting here? So many questions that need answers. Also, happy birthday, Mr. Feeney.
All right, then. And just a reminder for both of you, when we do the end of the show, I'm going to send you to the green room. Please do not log off. Please stay aboard. For those of you that have Fox's code, please do not log on. I will kick you off. All right, Anthony, you got the last word here.
Just thanks for having me on. And, you know, all I say, don't believe anything I say. Look into it yourself if you have an interest. And, you know, you can if you're into metal, go to Vorzug.info.
All right, you heard them, folks. All righty, folks, be sure to push your stool in.
This has been an Earplug Podcast presentation. Found on earplugpodcast.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, and wherever your favorite podcasts are found.